All right, Ricky Smiley in the Morning Show. Y'all give it up and show your love right now for news, your positives.
Absolutely. K.I.U. Special K. What's
damn,
up,
what happened
baby?
Right there?
We got you, player. We got you, player.
Couldn't even get it out.
Yeah, you know, y'all know what it is. News, you absolutely positively cannot use. This is the most disrespectful news report that you will ever hear on any radio station. And it's just completely unnecessary, but we're doing it anyway. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Special K913. I would suggest that you do that not then, but right now. Not okay. Then and not later. Right now.
I'm going.
Special K913 on Twitter. Here we go. Yep. The news you cannot use is sponsored today by Juicy's new autobiography. Did y'all know that Juicy was an author now?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Gary, did you hear that?
No, ain't nobody told me nothing. Juicy girl, wait a minute, niece.
Yeah. Not only is she a performer and a personality, she is also an author right now. She has a brand new book coming out. Her autobiography is called Think Like a Midget, Act Like a Tall Person.
Oh, whatever.
That is so touching.
You hearing this little voice?
She bees in the trap.
All right now.
Get up under the table over there.
Think like a midget and what?
Think like a midget, act like a tall person. All right. In other news, from the court case between Usher and his ex-wife Tamika, man, this is really ugly and just ridiculous. Usher reported that in addition to the stuff Gary told y'all about earlier, in addition to Tamika attacking him and his girlfriend, she also did other mean things like putting 8 bags of microwave popcorn in the oven for 10 minutes and stanking up the house. And she also fed his dog 5 Snicker bars and made him have the loose dukes all over Usher's new carpet. Everybody know you cannot give a dog Snicker bars.
You can't give dogs chocolate,
no,
right?
No, yeah, because that make them have it. Make them have them.
You dare? Hey, Rock.
Yeah, dog.
You ever watch a dog try to eat some peanut butter?
Hey, don't promote that. We're gonna have Peter call him.
We get stuck there.
Go ahead. Peter.
What about a hot pocket? What about a hot pocket?
Peter, that's Ricky Smiley. That is not Special K talking. Actor John Travolta has teamed up with billionaire explorer and Virgin Airline owner Richard Branson. Y'all know that guy, right? He buys islands and stuff. You know, he's all into this private space travel thing. Well, they put the money together and they're looking for other investors. I think they talked to Tyler Perry also because they're really interested in taking a shot at sending a probe to Uranus.
Oh, what?
They want to send a probe to Uranus. That's like one of the far out planets. It's way out there past Mars.
Really?
Yeah. They say you can actually see Uranus with your naked eye.
You never been.
Gary, you ever thought about going to Uranus?
No, but a friend of mine said he wanted to come.
Okay. Let's keep it moving. Republican presidential candidate and whitest man in America, Mitt Romney, has released some additional things that he will get rid of or drastically cut on day one of his presidency.
What?
Man, he just keep coming out with a new list of things every week that he's going to get rid of on his day on day one.
What?
Metro PCS and Cricket Wireless. Mustard greens. Funyuns. Sunflower seeds.
Funyuns.
Streets named after Martin Luther King. Rockaware and House of Darion. Check cashing stores, Def Jam Records, Squishy Sweets. All flavor blunt wraps, red Kool-Aid.
Orange